Edition of Bumming with Bobcat is here live, episode number 115. Wow, I mean, this is we're still going strong. There's no stopping the bum wine train, that's for sure. But this is the last live show of 2017. If you're listening in live on sfdradio.com, it's the last live show of 2017, so if you are tuning in live as we speak right now, the phone lines are open, as always. If you have something you want to get off your chest live on the air, feel free to call in. The number is 855-229-1666. What are you drinking on? What holiday drinking tips do you have to give to the world? You know, last week we had AP and Juice on the show talking about the drinking tips for the holidays, along with a plethora of other topics that we ended up covering on last week's show. So if you didn't get a chance to check that one out, check it out in the archives. But just because this is the last live show of 2017 does not mean it is the last episode of Bumming with Bobcat that you will get to enjoy before the new year rolls around, because that is not true. We will be definitely trying to get a... I might try my hand at some of my own Skype recording, because we want to get Aaron and Uncle from Uncle the Podcast on the show. We were planning on doing that on the 18th, but, you know, schedules kind of got a little crazy for everybody, and we will definitely have a special recorded Bumming with Bobcat Christmas episode for you guys, because we did our very bum wine Christmas special last Christmas, so we will keep the holiday traditions rolling along for you guys. We will make sure to have that in your stockings and ready for you guys for Christmas, which is only a few weeks away. I mean, we are, you know, 1, 2, 3 weeks away from Christmas and the big guy coming to visit everybody and drop off some presents. So hopefully you're getting out there, you're getting your holiday shopping done, getting the house decorated, getting all your plans ready. And if not just for Christmas, for the New Year's, whatever big New Year's parties and extravaganzas you might have planned, hopefully you'll bring Bum Wine Bob with you on your holiday adventures, because, you know, what doesn't bring the family together more than a little bum wine action and Bum Wine Bob for you guys? Because, you know, while we are still trying to recuperate from the devastating news of the last couple weeks of the Night Train Express being discontinued and the Thunderbird wine only available now in limited quantities, we are doing our best to get by with what we have. So you could kind of say this is the unofficial official 2017 Bum Wine Bob State of the Union address for you guys, because I was going through checking out the archives, and I realized in 2015 and 2016, I had to do a State of the Union address for everybody to let you know where we stand in the bum wine world. And while both of those episodes took place earlier in the year, why not end the year with a little recap for you guys and to let you know where we stand as we turn the calendar into a a new year and new beginnings for you. And as of right now, I am sipping on a special. Now, I only bought, now, I'm not saying I only bought this because it was $3.69 for a six pack, but drinking on the, I guess it was the PBRs that they were trying to clear out of the quick check yesterday when I was going through doing my usual scouring of the liquor stores. Now, could it be because the date on these cans is November 27th of 2017, and it was the 3rd of December at the time? Or maybe that's why they were the hot sale, big ticket item. But I do have to say that I don't remember the last time that I had a PBR in a 12-ounce can. Usually, I spring for the next level up in the 16-ounce tall boy can. So for $3.69 for a six pack, you can't go wrong with most beers at that price. And if it happens to be a classic cheap budget beer like the PBR, I know a lot of people have their own thoughts and their own opinions on PBR and where it stands in the world today with the hipsters trying to claim it as their own, but then the old school drinkers still hanging on to it as well. It's a toss up between those two sides, but I try to stay right in the middle and embrace it for both sides, at least in my own opinion of what I think is the best. But it's always a classic cheap beer, or if not cheap, as our good friend the Matt Man likes to call it, the inexpensive beers for you guys out there. And as I said, as we are, kind of putting a little bit of a bow and an early Christmas gift for you guys on the 2017, we did have some great features at bumwinebob.com this year. And while this past week we did not have a new feature of the week on the Bum Wine Beer 40s Malt Liquor Malt Beverage Avenue, we did have our good buddy Dan from Enuffa.com treating us to a special Applebee's $1 Long Island Iced Tea review. So if you haven't heard by now, for the whole month of December, Applebee's is serving $1 Long Island iced teas. Now, it's not been a widely promoted event, you could say, but I think I saw it maybe over the last couple of days of November. A few people on Twitter started peeking around, saying that they were going to be doing $1 Long Island iced teas for the whole month, which anybody who knows, and even if you're not a fan of Long Island iced teas, any alcoholic drink you can get for a dollar is a winner in my book. Now, I haven't had a chance over the first 4 days of the month to head over to my local Applebee's to take part in this, but Dan hit him up Friday morning on the first day on December 1st on his lunch break. He decided to stop by and drink some cheap booze. So even if they're putting the bottom shelf stuff in a $1 Long Island iced tea, you really can't go wrong with that. Now, he was there at 11:30 in the morning, so it's not the happening bar crowd yet. But I could imagine as the day goes on, and once word starts to spread about the Long Island iced teas that are available for only $1, Applebee's could start being hopping, especially this time of year with people going out Christmas shopping. You want to stop by for a quick drink. Why not, for a It's cheaper than buying a soda at that rate for a dollar at the restaurant there. But I mean, if you took a look at the picture there, it's not very it's not very pretty. It's nothing to really write home about by the looks of it there. But he said he doesn't know how much booze they're putting in these things. But he's it wasn't that offensive, but it wasn't that good either. And he had to try a second one just to make sure it was legit. So he Dan was lucky enough to give it a try for us, give us a review at the website, and he gave this monstrosity a cool 2.5 DUIs out of 4 and a case of diabetes to attend to on the side of that one there. So if you're out there in your travels and you can't decide on what place you would rather stop in for a drink or a bite to eat, why not head over to Applebee's and get your $1 Long Island iced teas for the whole month of December. So if anybody out there from Applebee's is listening, feel free to send some sponsorships over this way, or maybe some coupons for some free appetizers or something. Because who can't go wrong with the $1 LITs and some half price appetizers? So that is definitely on my to-do list at least once in the month of December, or maybe more if I am able to head out there. But once again, thanks to Dan for treating us to the $1 Long Island iced tea review. Worked out perfectly with no new feature of the week this past Friday. Dan hits me up, says, I got a great booze review for you. $1 Applebee's Long Island iced teas. Yeah, man, sign it up anytime. That's right up my alley. Cheap booze at a cheap price is a winning combination. But I was going to originally just throw out a nice post about there, but trying to catch up on all your favorites at the website over the month of November, which was with the MD 2020 double feature, with the MD 2020 dragon fruit, and the MD 2020 electric melon, as well, were both big hits in the month of November. Along with the Dirty Bird Thanksgiving special we did for you guys, a special recorded Thanksgiving podcast. And as we speak here right now, the hits keep on coming at bonewinebob.com. And we are almost at that 500,000 hit mark. Once we hit that, we will not quite have a big party for that. The 1 million hits is really what we are striving for. And I had kind of said this earlier this year about wanting to get to that point by 2018. Now we still have just about 500,000 to go, but I have faith in all you listeners and readers out there that if you can spread the word to all your friends, all your family at every single holiday gathering this year, that we can get over that hump and get to that 1 million hits mark by January 1st, 2018. And if not on New Year's Day itself, maybe within the first couple weeks of the new year, we can make it happen there. And just like I said, just keep spreading the good word. Cheap booze, bum wine, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all that good stuff. The best of the worst in cheap booze is right here with Bum Wine Bob, Bunny with Bobcat, every week, live, 10 p.m. Eastern, sfdradio.com. If you can't be here live, and if we're not doing a live show, be sure to check it out in the archives on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all the great apps that are out there. Wherever you get your podcast, you can most likely find Bum Wine Bob out there as well. So as we said, in 2017, we drank a lot of good, a lot of cheap booze. The Bum Wine Bob Budget Beer Tour was one of the things that I was striving to do for everybody, as I even said, and 'cause I saw it pop up in my feed a couple days ago, trying to get somebody to sponsor the budget beer tour. That didn't quite happen or go as planned, but we did hit up a lot of great beers, a lot of bad beers, but the budget beer tour is still rolling on. I have a new beer coming for you guys this Friday. That will be a feature on the 2017 budget beer tour. And maybe if we're lucky, we can maybe sneak in one or two more before 2018. But I mean, if you look it up and down of off of the all these beers, that we featured since January of this year, the Steel Reserve Triple Export, the Natty Daddy, Milwaukee's Best Ice, the Genesee Cream Ale, Miller Genuine Draft, the Genesee Ice, the Natty Ice, Labatt Ice, Ice House 6.9%, the Natty Bow, the Hams, and the Schmidt Premium Beer. And there were also a couple others out there, which I guess I didn't count them as the actual beer tour. And I know that was no, they were right there. I don't know why they didn't show up on my list. That was the Labatt Ice and the Labatt Max Ice were two more that we featured on the budget beer tour. And as I've said a couple times in the past, it's tough to go out there and try to find new things. While there are a lot more budget beers out there, depending on the certain liquor stores that you frequent, you might not find some of the same ones in one store in your own state compared to another place. So you gotta pick them up where you can, because if you don't pick it up that one day, you might go back and you might not ever see it again. But I do have to say that you can't go wrong with really any of those beers that I said. And people have said to me many times too, they say, well, what have you drank that was like really bad? And I don't know, there's really nothing out there that I could say that I've personally had that was just like intolerable. I was on the Corner Pub Sports pubcast the night before Thanksgiving. Shout out to the Corner Pub Sports gang. And we were going through a bunch of things. What do you think is the best beer that's the best bang for the buck? What is the what would you say is the like one of the worst beers or the cheapest beers? And it's really tough to come up with an answer for a lot of these things. And these are the questions that people ask me all the time, because I'm so all over the place with my beers and my features that we do here, that I can't kind of pigeonhole or pick just one beer to focus on as, saying this is the best beer, best bang for the buck. Now, anybody who's listened to me on a few of these guest appearances over the last couple of months, that I always seem to go towards the Bud Ice at 99 cents for a 25-ounce can. You really can't go wrong with that. So I still kind of give that the edge over a lot of the other ones. And at one point, again, speaking of edge, at one point it could have been the Ice House Edge, which would have gotten that designation, because that was the can that used to be 99 cents for a 24-ounce can. But I don't know what happened. It's either the Anheuser-Busch took over, tried to get their share of the marketplace there, and the Ice House Edge went up in price to $1.19, while the Bud Ice was at 99 cents. So I don't know what the reasoning is for that, or who had to pay off the local Quick Check in that case, but the Bud Ice has always been one of my favorites and one of my go-tos in the cheap booze world. But maybe once 2018 rolls around, maybe we have something different. Maybe I come across something new. There are quite a few beers that I do have on my wish list that I haven't been able to come across. A lot of malt liquors for the most part. I'm still waiting to get my hands on some Schlitz, some Magnum, some Mickey's Ice, the Colt 45 Double Malt, the Old English High Gravity. And I still haven't seen the Colt 45, the Pile Driver, the orange flavored malt liquor. That was the big deal this past summer. I didn't get to see that in my travels. And really, the only other beer on my list is the Stone Cold, the Broken Skull IPA, the Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA. That I still haven't, which you don't see here, and I tried to get it shipped here, but they won't ship it to New Jersey. So we sit and we wait on that one to make its way to me. So it's a lot of these malt liquors that are out there that I haven't been able to find. And trust me, I'm out there looking. It took me a while to finally find the Hurricane high gravity malt liquor when I was on vacation. So. Hopefully, soon, if not in 2017 and 2018. And just released this past Friday was the new Steel Reserve Alloy Series, the Blue Raspberry should be out there now. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I'll be able to come across that one in my travels, because I was just saw it pop up in my feed today was the classic feature from 2 years ago of the Steel Reserve, the Spiked Punch, as the bumwinebob.com malt beverage of the week in 2015, which was a pretty good, in the realm of the malt beverages. I think the Steel Reserve Spiked Punch was enjoyable. The J-Man from IWS Radio did not agree with me on that one. If you take a look at the website, he has his review video up as well. But I thought it was good. But then again, you're listening to me, and my palate is not quite like other people's out there. And even the ones that we've had in the past too, the Steel Reserve, the Margarita, the Hard Pineapple, the Blackberry, the limeade, and then some of these ones they don't even make anymore. So you gotta keep rolling with them, and just hope that whatever ones that you find and you enjoy, that they'll keep making them. So I'll be looking forward to hopefully getting my hands on some of the new blue raspberries sometime before the end of the year. And if not in 2017, that'll be something to add to our list for 2018. And also, since it is the holiday season, like I said, we are 3 weeks away from Christmas. We'll be trying to do. Last year, I did the special 6 days of Christmas with the various bum wines and 40s and some other favorite beverages. I'll try to get some sort of a new holiday feature for you guys as we lead up to the bum wine Christmas episode, which will either be released on see if we can get it out there for you guys on Christmas Eve, and it will air on Christmas night here on sfdradio.com. I gotta just check the schedules and make sure that everything goes as planned, because 9 times out of 10, something will go wrong in the process. If it's not our classic Skype issues when we do a show live, as long as we're not somebody like Juice who goes and deletes the episode and overwrites the the file, we'll be okay with that one. So that's something to you guys can look forward to as well. The Bumwine Bob T Public store is back on sale again for the next couple days with $14 t-shirts. So be sure to head over there and order a few before the holiday season is over. I know I'm just taking a look here now to make sure you guys order by these dates. For standard UPS ground shipping, make sure you order by December 14th. So that's only 10 days away. So if you're planning on getting any of your friends or family some Bumwine Bob merchandise and some t-shirts from the merch store, be sure to order them by then. And if you don't want to order a Bumwine Bob shirt, I understand that. No offense taken. If you check out my merch store, there are a bunch of other great designs from some other people on there as well. So be sure to check them out. Maybe place an order on one of those instead. And if you're one of the people that loves keeping their cans nice and cool with a Bumwine Bob brown bag koozie, I know I got mine here right now on my can of PBR. The brown bag specials are still on sale for only $8, and I just got a couple more orders in today. So as of right now, there are only two sets still available, and this is last call for 2017 on the Bumwine Bob brown bag special. So if you haven't gone out there and placed your order yet, be sure to head to shop.bumwinebob.com, check them out, order a brown bag special. You get your 40-ounce koozie, your brown bag can koozie, a foam koozie, some coasters, some magnets, some buttons, a lot of great Bumwine Bob swag for you guys to enjoy. And while it's not that hot out anymore, it's still good too. When you get a nice cool can out of the fridge, you want to trap that coolness right inside that can just like this, and then it'll keep your hands still warm on your outside while keeping your can cool on the inside. So that's a little Bumwine Bob fact for you guys with the pros and the cons of the Bumwine Bob brown bag specials. And don't forget, we are in the final run of the Bumwine Bob NFL Pick'em League with week 13 just about in the books. Kyle is still in the lead in the Pick'em League. He's got a nice, let's see, 3-point lead as of right now going into the Monday night games on the J-Man. And then I'm right there, the next spot back. So it's not looking too good for me. You can only hope to, pick some upsets, which I tried to do this past week, and then trying to overtake that top spot to be called the Pick'em champion for this year. But we'll see. Only a few weeks still left to go. After here, four more weeks of the football season. I mean, it seems just like yesterday, 13 weeks have gone by already. It seems like we were just talking about that in September, getting ready, the fall. It was still hot out. We're still, getting that summer air around this there. And now you look, it's December 2017 is just about in the books, and we're just going to sit back and wait for 2018 and see what that brings for you guys. So we will go ahead and start wrapping things up for you guys on the last live edition of Bumming with Bobcat in 2017, but not the last show. There will be a few more for you guys, maybe even more depending on what I can manage for you. So so keep that in mind. Like I said, next week, probably no show next week. On the 18th, I'm going to try to get the recorded show for you guys with Aaron and Uncle from Uncle the Podcast, if all goes as well as planned. And then the following week after that is Christmas. We will have a special Christmas episode for you guys, a recorded show for you to enjoy on Christmas morning, because who doesn't want to listen to Bumwine Bob and the Bumcast while you got the family down there opening up their presents, or even while you're enjoying Christmas dinner? You know, why not listen to Bumwine Bob? And as I said, we'll have a new feature of the week for you guys this Friday. So until next time, cheers. You're stopping down the road and leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by